This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, July 20th of 2025, 5:30 in the p.m. This is webisode 817.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for insert date here, 2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2025?
Is it really?
I can't.
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
It's been a few weeks since we've done a show.
Yes, it's been a couple or so, yeah.
And I'll be honest, I was really hoping you weren't going to answer my text today. I really wanted to take a nap.
No, yeah. You found the one day where
I was beat.
Yeah, you found the one day where I was actually up by 7 o'clock for various reasons.
Oh, I was
reasons.
Too. Yeah. But the thing is, I mowed the yard at like 8:30 this morning.
Right.
And then I've been wanting to work on this little thing because I've got a problem on the side of the house where sun doesn't really get there. Grass isn't growing. It's turned into like a mud pit.
Yeah.
So I was going to put down stones just to kind of, you know, at least have something to walk on, do all that. So I decided to go ahead and do that this morning.
All right.
So I'm out here, you know, it's 90 degrees. All these big ass stones and shit. And get it done. I got it done. I was exhausted. By the time, I think I wrapped it about 10:30 or so.
Yeah.
I was wiped out that. And then Terry's like, hey, let's go to the beach. I'm like, okay, which, no, you know, I mean, we're not going to get to go. And we haven't gone in a while.
Right.
Because we either had guests in town, weather wasn't good, or whatever else.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, yeah, I think the last time we had a chance to go was probably maybe 4th of July weekend or Memorial Day. And we were like, oh, there's going to be so many people down there, we're not even going to go.
No, not even worth it.
Yeah. So we didn't go. So today was like the first day. I'm like, oh, you know. She hasn't gone in a while. It's going to be probably another couple weeks before we get to go again.
Yeah.
So, you know, because we got a friend coming in next weekend who has zero desire to go to the beach. So, we'll go to the beach today. And it was like, okay. And then I just got out there and got the sun. And I'm like, oh, and it's so freaking hot.
Oh, yeah. What's your temperature today?
I mean, I think you all are hotter.
Are we? Well, let me see. Let me look on my watch.
We're at 95 right now.
We are at... God damn it. We're only at 86.
Okay, we're at 95.
Yeah, we're only at 86. Okay, and 95.
The heat index,
I'd be sweating balls.
And the heat index is over 100. I mean, I was going to look up here and just out of curiosity, take what the heat. Probably closer to about 110.
Fuck.
I want to guess. And it's just thick humidity.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Let's see. Pull it up here. So, yeah, it just sucks out of you.
Okay.
Man, I went to play golf yesterday. Okay. Feels like 109. That's the feel-like temperature right now. We have another heat advisory for tomorrow, too. It's like the third or fourth day in a row of heat advisory.
Jesus.
And that's here on the coast.
Yeah, right.
Like Terry works in Conway. And it's, you know, well, it's 94 there right now.
Yeah.
And... the heat index is 108.
Jesus.
But they must have just had a shower or something come through.
Oh.
Because normally they're five or six degrees hotter than we are.
Oh, okay.
Because we get the coastal wind to come in and knock things down.
Right.
So, but maybe it's because I guess when we were out there today, it was more blowing offshore than onshore.
Yeah.
Like the winds were blowing out onto the ocean, not through the ocean's end.
Okay.
So... But yeah, so it's been hot. It just sucked the life out of me. I'm like, oh, I mean, we're driving home. I was at a stoplight and felt myself drifting off. I'm like, okay, I'm going to let Terry drive.
Don't you love
that? And it was like, and we stopped and had got a bite to eat. And I was like, I'm going to let you drive home. So I'm really tired. And I was texting with you and said, well, if Steve doesn't text me back before you know, this time, I'm just going to go home and take a nap. And boom, you text me back. I'm like, ah, shit.
That's
he
funny.
Texted.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh.
Damn.
I went and played golf yesterday. And it was a – hang on a second here. I'm going to inform the wife on some stuff. Okay. Yeah, hang on. No, the fan there, it doesn't go like the other fans. It doesn't – high is not super high. So we're trying to get the ceiling fans all going high to get a little breeze in here.
Ah.
Because it's about 73, 74 here in the house.
That's a little warm for inside the house.
Well, I mean, when it gets this hot –
Well, it's true.
The air conditioning unit can't keep up.
Yeah, it would feel cool. Yeah. I can imagine you would have problems.
You know, we don't have shade or anything like that. We have just the house. The front of the house is just getting beat by sun right now.
Right.
So we don't really get, you know, it doesn't really give a chance to cool off. I mean, it holds. I mean, it's 95 outside. It's 20 degrees colder in here. We normally keep it about 70. It'll get about 70 about 11 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
So, but again, if I keep trying to push it, it'll wind up freezing up the air conditioning unit. So.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, that's just it because it's so humid and everything else. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, when we first moved in, I thought it was broke.
Jesus.
And according to the people who installed it, they're like, no, the newer air conditioning units to keep you from freezing it up and overworking it. Basically, it gets to that point. It'll be 73, 74.
Right.
It'll keep it there, but it will not, you know, it will not go lower than that.
Yeah.
It's heat.
Okay.
Right. More of the energy efficient type shit.
There you go. Energy efficient. There you go.
We don't want you to pay more on your electric bill, even though you'll be cooler and more comfortable.
And more comfortable, yeah.
Yeah. You'll be paying more on the electric bill.
Yeah, I'll pay the extra. Just yeah, make you cold.
Well, the government has money for us if we make them more energy efficient. And by energy efficient, we mean makes you miserable.
There you go. Makes you miserable.
Hey, we have energy efficient clothes dryers. Your clothes don't dry as fast. But it's energy efficient.
God, our dryer. Oh, man. She's constantly complaining that it just, and it doesn't. She's right. It doesn't dry for shit. I don't know. I don't know if it's the dryer vent out that's clogged or what. We tried to have it. We had somebody come out and look at it a few years back. It must have been 5-10 years ago. And we were like, you know, we're pretty sure there's probably some stuff packed up in here, you know. We'd like to get it cleared out. They took one look at it, got next to the wall, took one look at it, was nothing we could do for you. And I'm like, why? They said, you know, the vent stuff that they use, they said, it's just plastic wrapped around wire. He said, and they expand it down to here. He goes, what we do is we stick in a hard bristle brush.
Yeah, it'll rip up all your shit.
Exactly. He said it'll shred it. He said people usually put, some kind of plastic or something that they make now. He said, you know, past this point, you know, this is all they've used for them. We can just stick our tools down there, clean them out, and you'll be done in an hour.
Yeah.
He said, but there's nothing we can do for you unless you want to replace that entire vent line.
Like, yeah. Well,
that would require me tearing out part of the wall downstairs and really just not in the fucking mood.
Yeah.
Not in the mood to have to pay somebody to come out and do that shit. Fuck that.
I understand that.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that does kind of suck, so.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, the only energy efficiency is the new TVs that really is work, because that's because the TVs are just completely made differently.
Yeah, there you go. They don't...
Light bulbs, you know, they don't put off the heat like they used to.
Yeah, exactly. TV, you know, same thing. Don't put off the heat.
Yeah. So that's all fine. But like when they get into energy efficient stuff that still is supposed to be working the way it used to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Our energy efficient appliances. Well, is it really?
They last a quarter of the length of time they used to.
Oh, no doubt, too.
Jesus.
You know, I may be spending less in my electric bill, but I'll be spending more and I'll buy a new one.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Jesus.
It's all a big scam.
Go ahead.
Let's see. As we, let's get off the homeownership. That's not why people come to this show.
They
or if they're coming
too.
To this show at all. Who knows? Oh, yeah, they do.
They have homes.
Too. Like, oh, I hear you, man. Oh, let me tell you about my home.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that.
And message us your home stories. That's fine.
Your home.
We'll read them on the air.
Yeah, your home stories.
Yeah, we'll read them on the air. But the next big one movie has already came out that we have not had a chance to talk about yet. That'd be Superman.
Yeah.
We have not done a show since Superman came out.
Right.
You have seen it. You have your opinions. I have not seen it. And I will be seeing it next week. So. We will discuss it after I see it, because you've already said, oh, I need to ask you about this, because this is supposedly ruining this and this. And you didn't tell me what it was. Like, you got to figure it out. So, you know, only thing I know going in is that people on the right call it woke. And you called it woke, too.
Well, it's with the caveat, that because you asked me after that, you said, what if you didn't know there was anything woke about it, or I don't remember how you phrased it, but basically,
if you didn't know going in that the criticism was it was too woke, would you think it was woke?
And my answer
and your
was,
answer was no. Yeah.
No. It's one of those things where if you see it within the story, you can't help but see it, even though the reality is the director says it has nothing to do with what he put together. And I have no choice but to believe him. Now, personally, if I look at it, I go, yeah, I see where the left is coming from, saying, you know,
or the right,
it represents, or the right comes up and says,
oh, it,
you know,
represents immigration. All I mean, because, again, you can take anything and represent whatever you want to represent.
Yeah. I mean, I can see both sides.
I mean, because I challenged you on the wokeism on it by, okay, is there a gay character? And you said no.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me rethink that.
Or none that are obvious.
None that are obvious.
None that they went out of their way to say, hey.
Well, Clark's gay. No, I'm just kidding.
Say, hey, here is gay presence in the movie. There people who are gay, you can like our movie. We have made sure you were represented.
It was a very... Again, it's again.
Hey, look, we made Perry White black, which has already been done, though. You're not even breaking new ground.
That's not even new ground. No, it's not even new ground.
Yeah.
It's already happened. I will say it's kind of funny.
And it was done with, Lawrence Fishburne? Wasn't Lawrence Fishburne Perry White?
In the original, in The Man of Steel,
Yeah. Not the original, but yeah.
In the original, it was Jackie Coogan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jackie Coogan
was the original.
So, no, yeah, I mean, again, not even breaking new ground on that. There was not an obviously, gay character or trans character.
No.
There wasn't, like, characters made up just to make sure we've checked all the boxes.
No, not really.
So, really, it's more of just how you interpret the story.
It is. It is. It's how you interpret it. You know, when you all that aside, when you go really down to the nutshell, it's just a meh movie. I wasn't... It's not like I was on the edge of my seat. I knew Superman was going to win. I knew he'd trick Lex somehow into, you know, revealing his plan. Or, you know, it was one of those things where you go, let me guess, you're going to broadcast his confession to the world. Surprise, surprise.
No,
we've never seen that before.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's got everything.
It's a comic book story. It's a story that comes from the comics. It just falls into it. There was no, question of, will this happen this way? You know, your question in that movie is, who's going to show up?
Yeah, exactly. And when the other people do show up, there's what everybody was afraid of happened, but I don't think it happened the way a lot of people expected it. They had too many heroes in the movie, and a lot of people thought it's just going to be because there's too many heroes, you just can't put that many on screen in one movie, ergo Sam Raimi's third Spider-Man movie.
Yeah,
but in this one, it was more of a case of you gave us no info on these characters.
True.
The characters were good characters, and they were used pretty well. I will admit, I thought the Mr. Terrific, Green Lantern, and Hawkgirl were good characters and fit in well with the story. On the other hand, I know nothing about them. I don't give a shit about them because you've told me
it's
nothing
Superman
about
movie.
Them.
It's a Superman movie.
But I still want to know something. I want to know something.
The thing is, though,
characters.
If you look back at his previous comic book stuff, talking about James Gunn here, he didn't really give us too much information about the Guardians of the Galaxy. But then again, though, none of these characters were big enough that you actually were... Like, you have Superman. You know Superman's deal.
Right.
So you're like, well, who are these people? You know, because this is a Superman movie. Why is this person here?
Oh, they're all third string, yeah.
I know. Well, I was going to say, but you go to Guardians, it wasn't like, okay, you've got the guy. He steals the thing. Who's this? What's his motivation? You don't really care too much other than he got busted, got arrested, got lumped in with these other people who got busted, got arrested.
True.
And they bust out, and now they're calling themselves this. There is no, you know, we find out more about Rocket later on. He develops the characters over time.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, at the first, we don't care. You know, hey, stuff's blowing up. It's in space. Great. Suicide Squad, same thing. Nobody cared. I mean, oh, we got Peacekeeper. What's his motive? We don't find anything more about Peacekeeper or Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
I mean, you got Harley. That's the only one you really know about.
Yeah.
It has any kind of backstory. And the rest of it, you're not even really... And she's barely... Honestly, they focused on her in the movie?
Yeah.
Or in the development of the movie? Yeah. She wasn't a big part of that movie.
She wasn't huge, no. She was no huger than any other member, like Idris Elba or any of them.
Yeah. And again, you had all these other characters, you know, they didn't really explain or go into anything else.
Maybe that's
a
gun thing. Maybe it's a gun thing.
I think it's like, the thing is, this is the biggest character he's had.
This is.
You know, it's not like he's came into, I'm trying to think,
a third string character.
A third string, or even a lower level top tier guy.
Okay.
You know, it's not like we're getting
Green Arrow.
Yeah. Or Green Lantern.
Green Lantern's a powerhouse. I would say Guy Gardner, but not Hal Jordan Green Lantern.
But the thing is, though, I would, because guess what? I would think the majority of people who have no idea who Hal Jordan is. Not necessarily the majority of people who want to go see that movie and are excited about that movie. I'm just saying your average American or average moviegoer who's going to see a comic book movie. Oh, I've heard this Green Lantern guy is really good. I mean, they never really explain much about anybody in the Ryan Reynolds version.
I was going to say, most people have seen the definitive Green Lantern work with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
So they're familiar,
exactly. But it's like, oh, he shoots stuff out of his ring. Okay.
He shoots goo.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's it. You know, Wonder Woman, we've seen everything. So we haven't been for the TV shows and everything else. We wouldn't know anything about Wonder Woman.
No, that's true. You're right.
Mainstream audience wouldn't know anything about it.
No.
But we've all known Superman.
Yeah.
It's like Batman. What's his face did a good job of explaining who the villain was and the motivations.
Yeah.
And even some of the side characters. Well, not really. Nolan didn't really go too far into Gordon.
Into what?
Into Gordon. Or any of the tertiary characters inside the Dark Knight movies.
Oh, okay.
You know. I guess he did do a little bit with the district attorney and stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spent some time developing those characters out. But yeah, for Superman, you know, you've got Superman, then like why does all these other people have to be here? He's Superman. He can do whatever the hell he wants to.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I guess maybe I wanted more of a Superman movie than
I think
a Justice
you were
Gang
looking
movie.
For Yeah.
Justice
yeah, I
Gang.
Think Yeah, yeah, exactly. I heard that's a
yeah
a thing.
The Justice Gang.
That and also you know too much about what they're trying to set up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's like okay, you know why are we getting all this when we know all of this is just set up for future.
Exactly.
It's kind of like some of the worst Marvel movies.
Okay.
You know, and I'll use, let's see, the first Thor as an example.
Right.
At that point, we kind of knew where everything was going to go. We knew it was heading towards an Avengers.
Right.
By that point. So Thor was like, we're here to introduce Thor.
Yeah.
Don't pay too much attention to any of these people because you're not going to see them very often after this.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll see Thor. That's about it. And
that's it.
That's it. Other than the rest of it, you're not seeing anything.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, the Wasp, Quantumania.
Yeah.
This is here to set up this story. Don't pay attention to too much of anything else going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're not really going to flesh any of this stuff out.
Yeah, they yeah. merely served as props.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
forthcoming movies. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like this, the second Captain Marvel movie. Hey, you know, this is just basically, we thought it'd be cool to bring all these three together. We're not going to really, you know,
nothing move really much anything. Forward. Yeah.
You know, but that could have went that way with Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
But it didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that was the writing. Maybe it was Taika Waititi's directing. Who knows? You know, I mean, you understood Hela.
Oh, yeah.
What her motivations were.
Yeah.
Valkyrie. I mean, he kind of did all that. He kind of gave service to all of them to see knew their motivations going into the movie.
Right.
But that could have very easily been a, hey, it's Thor and Hulk on a planet. They're going to fight.
They're going to fight. Yeah.
And they're going to come back and they're going to fight this person.
Yep.
I mean, it very could have easily went south.
Oh, yeah.
Much like Love and Thunder did.
Yes, yes.
Hey, here's a bunch of other characters you don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Hercules. Why are we setting up Hercules? Why are we setting up Zeus? Why are we doing any of this?
Right. It's you contributing know. Nothing to the overall picture.
Oh, but it makes for good jokes. We can do comedy.
Yeah. We let Taika contain or control one too many movies.
Yeah. So I mean, but the thing is with the Superman movie, everybody knows Superman. Just like Batman, man. Let's say everybody would know Batman. That was the kind of cool thing with the other Batman movie, The Batman.
Yeah.
Is that you guys stuff about Batman had not been put in other Batman movies.
Oh, yeah.
The detective side of Batman, which was never really, it was hinted at, but it was never looked at the way that movie looked at.
Yeah, it was never really a focus of the story.
Yeah, of him, and which if you read the comics were always detective stories.
Yeah, detective stories, right.
It wasn't, you know, punch him in the face stories.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I think, you know, it's people going in and seeing this movie, not knowing nor caring about this, just going, okay, why is these people going around? Why is Superman here? Okay, and honestly, why is Lex Luthor the villain? Because why can't Superman just beat his ass, you know? That boom, and end of the movie right there.
Lex is one of those characters that I go, I love him as he is the perfect foil for Superman. And he is a great character if written right and can really be a useful character in a story. But on the other hand, people keep fucking that shit up. They need to stop using Lex for a while. Who have we had? You and me discussed part of this. Michael Rosenbaum, Smallville.
Yeah, which we agree was a good job.
Yes, it was a good job. Gene Hackman.
Which, you know, again,
he's one version of Luthor. It's an acceptable version. It's not the version we prefer, but he is one of the versions of Luthor.
Yeah.
You know, that exactly existed in the comics.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yep.
I love the gleeful madman thing he kind of pulled off in the museum. But on the whole, he was not a great Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
There was nothing commanding about him.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
Who worked as Lex Luthor.
Who worked. Yeah. And really, he was basically channeling Gene Hackman.
Yes. Yes.
He was picking up that role and then putting his own little twist on it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Much like, you know, Brandon Routh as Superman was really trying to channel more of the Christopher Reeve and yes. picking up because they were trying to continue on that same storyline.
Right, right.
Even though they shouldn't have.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. So it's been Luther in all but Man of Steel?
Man of Steel. I'm trying to remember who the villain was. Zod.
Zod, yeah.
So no. I guess
there was no Lex Luthor.
No Lex Luthor, yeah.
There may and there was a tease at Luthor Corp. Wayne Industries at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was it.
Right. I think it was Wayne Corp.
Or Wayne Corp, right?
Yeah, Wayne Corp. Wayne, yeah.
Pretty what sure. What I call it. What I say it was.
I don't know. Wayne World.
Wayne's World. That's quite yeah. Whatever it was. Yeah. But yeah, it was that kind of. I mean, there was no Lex Luthor being the catalyst for
right.
that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there are other things to hate about that movie.
Yes.
But that wasn't one of them.
No, no. Trying to remember, was Luthor in Superman versus Batman?
Yes. Jesse okay. Eisenberg.
I thought that was.
He was the one that kind of put
no,
it
No, you're right, Batman versus Superman. I thought mm-hmm. that was one of the other Snyder movies. But no, you're right, it's Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And he's the one that created Doomsday.
Yeah.
If I remember right. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Trying to juggle all these.
That was a movie that was like, hey, we're going to put all this shit together in one big movie.
Yeah. Yep.
We're going to put in Doomsday, and we're going to do Dark Knight Returns, and we're going to make. Robin's dead, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. We're not going to tell you anything about it. We're just going to show you a mysterious costume.
Yeah.
And then pan away.
And then Zack Snyder. Did you hear Zack Snyder talking about crypto?
No, what did he say?
Oh, God. No, we all love crypto. He was going to be in our movie, too. There's a graveyard behind Clark's house. And they were going to show where you know, Paul Kent, he was just going to be a normal dog named Crypto. And Paul Kent had to put him down to teach, you know, Clark a lesson about the frailty of life.
Oh,
what
my
the fuck?
God. Jesus.
Right?
Damn, Zach. That's brutal. Jesus. Yeah, I still haven't decided where I sit with the whole crypto thing. I mean, I get it, it's cutesy, it's the kids, it's merchandising.
It's gun.
It is, it's gun.
It had nothing to do at all with merchandising.
You think so?
No, that was called gun pulling comic nerd.
I just don't know if it should have been in there. I just don't know. I don't know.
Do we get an explanation of why how crypto is there?
Kind of. He makes a reference in the beginning to the fact that he's not my dog. I just ended up with him or something like that.
Okay.
So yes, there is a, you find out where kind of, I guess, where he comes from. Yeah.
Well, really.
Yeah.
For anybody wondering, it's not in the origin movies.
No, no. They do, I will say this much, they do, once again, lean heavily on the whole Superman's parents
yeah.
/ Krypton angle. And I will tell you this much, with one scene.
Yeah, what's his face? Is playing Bradley Cooper.
I don't think that's Cooper. I know that's what I had heard and what you'd read. But if it is, he's lost some weight. Because it just doesn't look like Cooper. That's what I was sitting there thinking when I was watching it. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be Bradley.
No, because there was an article. He was trying to channel Marlon Brando. James Gunn said the only person he could think of that could pull that off would be Bradley Cooper.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Very interesting. Okay. Well, but yeah, that scene, I will say, the scenes with his parents.
Yeah.
Throw out 90 years worth of Superman canon.
We talking about the Kents?
No.
Okay.
We'll just say why he came to Earth.
Yeah.
Why he was sent to Earth is completely the antithesis of what we have known all our lives.
Yeah.
So I'll let you figure that one out.
All right.
You'll know. You'll know when you get there. It's like three quarters of the way through the movie.
Yeah.
All I'll say is this. There's a message. It's very much Star Wars. There's a message, an electronic message that gets corrupted. Half of it survives. The other half is corrupted. Somebody during the movie decodes it. And then you'll figure, you'll know. At that point, that's what he was talking about.
Haven't we seen something? Okay.
It's kind of obvious. Without telling you, it's kind of obvious once you think about it, and I'm sure this, I mean, you may have already come up with this. What are you getting ready to say?
Oh, no, okay. Now, are we getting the, where he had the first part of the message, and it was like, oh, be good, protect these people, do this shit, but then we get the full message. It was really designed to be not as altruistic as he thought.
These people are stupid. These people need to be controlled. Yeah.
That's been in the comics. Where was that?
I don't think so.
No, it's been in something. It's been in something where it turns out it really wasn't, you know. And then he's like, well, it may have been, but my parents, the Kents, have shown me the ways and everything else.
I'd have to look it up, but maybe Red Sun, maybe. I'd have to go reread Red Sun.
Now, Red Sun was
Soviet Superman.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think. That may have been it. Where they were like, oh, these need to be controlled. This needs to be this.
Right. That's. They're very much, they need to be controlled. You need to be their leader. You need to take a harem. And they actually say, you know, like 30 women or something like that. You know, you need to take a harem of women to keep the Kryptonian bloodline alive.
Well, obviously they've never watched Mallrats.
Nice.
Because, you know, only Wonder Woman would
be able to handle it. Bear that child.
But they'd have to wear a Kryptonite condom and that'd kill him.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ.
But no, I think it was Red Sun that he was sent there to rule versus sent there to protect.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I could be wrong, but I think you're right.
I'm guessing that message gets played to everybody, which is why we see people throwing shit at him.
Bingo.
All right.
Bingo.
See, that tells you how simplistic that writing fucking is.
Yeah, that's, you know.
We gotta make everybody hate Superman for some reason. How do we do that?
Yeah. That's how they do it. That's exactly how they do it.
Which is bullshit.
Like I said, I will not say it is a bad Superman movie.
Yeah.
It is also not a great Superman movie. It is a meh Superman movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will I watch it again when it comes out on digital? Yes, I probably will, just so I can get a better look at the effects and everything else. Will I buy it for my collection? Yes, I buy all the DC movies. So,
but sure here's the thing: I want to go back to this whole fucked up. You know, again, I'll watch it and I won't let it play into my thoughts on the movie. But I'm like, okay, so you had to have everybody hate Superman to forward the storyline,
right?
Ooh. And you couldn't have done what Marvel did and try to play the whole unchecked power and show the bystanders that got killed.
Yeah.
And play that route that they did, which, guess what, I think has been done before. in comics. And I think there is continuity.
Oh, in the comics, yes.
Yeah. We're like, oh, what about the other? You know, again, are you just trying to like, oh, this is a ripoff of the Avengers? Well, that's this. It's like, it's a very weak thing to motivate. It's like, come on, dude, you can do better than that. You can find a better way to turn him into the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole Jor-El and Laura L thing, it's warping the canon like that. It's just the whole, you know, we want you to go conquer and destroy and be the leader of the world.
Like, it's like finding out Uncle Ben really was like, you know, hey, you know what? Do you ever get power?
Yeah.
Or that, you know, oh, with great power comes great responsibility. Your responsibility is kick everybody's ass and take over.
There you go.
You know, he died before you could say the rest of it.
Right.
And then you see some other video where you see some long lost.
Yes.
8mm film where he says, with great power comes great responsibility. If you've got the power, you are responsible for taking over and changing shit and making sure, you know, these people pay.
Yeah.
That would be what it was
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, that would work.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is the same thing. You're right. It's exactly.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, it is. It's lazy, you know. And as a matter of fact, because Barb watched it with me. She kind of three quarters watched it. She was like, I thought it was okay. Yeah, and I was like, then you're the target demo. I mean, and that's not a bad thing. It's just like you're the target demo. Canon doesn't matter to you. Why would you care?
You didn't know it in the first place. You may not know it in
exactly.
The first place.
You didn't know why they sent him here. You know, you're not a geek. You know, or a comic reader or whatever.
I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah,
that's just horrible fucking writing.
I know. Well, that's
your mom's name's Martha.
Oh, dude. Oh, you didn't get my. Did you get my? I guess maybe I didn't send it to you. I made the comparison to Barb. We got the one scene in the movie, and I paused it, and I turned around and looked at Barb. And I was like, "Wait, Dad, you like plaid? I like plaid too, Dad. I love you so much." There's a scene in there where they're both sitting on the porch, clad in plaid shirts.
They're from Kansas, man.
Exactly.
You gotta live up to that stereotype.
I was going to say. I guess that's the plaid level or plaid
belt. Was he wearing
belt.
Cowboy boots and a big belt buckle?
That's a good question. I don't know. It was, we only saw their backs, you know. But, yeah, there's a whole scene there where I was like, this is so corny. But it's not that it's just so corny. It's so stupidly corny.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. You know, how could you watch that scene after you filmed it and go, this is the perfect gold. Yeah, this is the perfect moment. We've created the perfect moment. No, you haven't.
We're keeping this in.
You've created a moment.
There's no way we're cutting this out.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And again, maybe I'm totally off base. Maybe
I don't know.
He meant,
I'll watch it and we'll.
Well, maybe this is what he meant for the you know, the intended demo to get. Maybe he doesn't give a shit about what the geeks and the comic fanboys want to see or what they think. Maybe all he cares about is, this is what I think middle America wants to see in the plaid belt, and this is what I'm going to give them. Which, hey, fine, you know.
Or is it, I want to make fun of the middle America plaid belt.
Mm-hmm.
It and could you say, be all that you fuckers too. Just like plaid?
This could, that could have been a very submersive move, or a subversive, submersive.
I mean, it's
subversive
already,
move on his
he's
part.
Already going, you know.
Balls deep.
Balls deep in the hole. They're all stupid and need to be controlled.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, Jesus. There was another portion of the movie. And this, have you ever seen?
It's like he took took one of the Thor movies. Or was it Thor? Which movie was it that they wanted to come and destroy Earth or whatever else? And they have to make their mistakes.
Dark World, I think.
No, it wasn't Dark World.
Are you sure?
It may not even been a Marvel movie. But it was something either sci-fi or superhero-ish, where somebody was coming to, well,
And maybe it was Thor Dark World. One of the Thor movies.
I was going to say.
They make their mistakes, but they, you know.
Thor Dark World was the one where the ice giants were breaking through to Earth, and they were going to take over and turn it into an ice world.
This is more of a conversation. This is more of a conversation thing.
Okay, that wouldn't.
Oh, no. This is conversations between Loki and Thor.
Oh, okay.
May have even been, you know, in Avengers or something.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, these people are stupid. They need to be ruled.
Oh, yes. And I remember. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah. He was like, no, they may make their mistakes, but, you know, they can be, you know.
Right.
This. So. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So there we go. Now it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again. I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, it's, but, you know, there's several things in the movie that if you've seen certain things kind of won't sit well with you. I mean, that's the prison. Luther has a prison set up in a pocket universe, which I went, okay, that's at least inventive.
The Phantom Zone.
Well, it's not the Phantom Zone, but it is a pocket universe. And I was kind of like, okay, that's cool. That's an interesting idea that we haven't seen done before.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. And within that universe, he had a prison built. Well, if you've ever seen the movie Cabin in the Woods with, as a matter of fact, Thor.
Chris Hemsworth.
If you've ever seen Cabin in the Woods, then you've already seen that prison. It's nothing but a series of cubes by cubes, like, you know, 10 by 10 by 10 by 10. It's this system of cubes that moves in and out to move certain things to the front of the cube. They did it in Cabin in the Woods. He reused it, or not reused it, he stole it for Superman.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's also, if you've ever seen it, it's this, the idea is also similar to the movie Cube, which is a horror movie that
I remember the movie when it came out and was talking about things, but it was Japanese, right?
No, it was American.
Was it?
It's just a mind fuck. It really is it's a very disturbing movie. When you think about the main gist of the story. This giant cube that keeps moving and keeps you know, you can never get out of it. Every time you think you found a doorway to the outer edge, you know, bang, you're moved back in. But he stole that from, I'm sure they would say, it's an homage. No, it's not an homage. He stole it. he stole the damn thing. There is one character I forgot to mention that is in it, who I would like to see them use more.
Mr. Mitchell Plate?
No, he was not in the movie. Metamorpho.
Yeah, and you said they actually got him right.
They did. They pretty much got him right. He was a little wimpy, but... because we had to see him crying, but it was kind of, I guess, in line with the original comics character, but it was a cool. But again, you know, you're throwing one more thing into there, and I know I was a big fan of Metamorpho when I was a kid. I know Metamorpho's back history with Rex and I can't remember Rex Mason, and you know, and finding the cursed object and getting changed into this man who can you know, change into any substance and all this shit. And I was like, it's such a throwaway role. He's in the cage with what's his name? You'll see him. It's just kind of a throwaway. Yeah. It's kind of like, this is such a cool character for you to have here. You better fucking use him down the line. Yeah. Because if not, you've really thrown away a great opportunity here with this character. Yeah. It's an interesting character who can do some really cool shit.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of the few people around that can hurt Superman and hurt him bad. Because he can change into any substance.
Yeah.
So.
But he's a good guy, though, right?
Yes, Metamorpho is a good guy.
Yeah.
He's being used for nefarious purposes by Lex when we find him.
Yeah.
But at heart, yes, he's a good guy, and that comes across in the episode. at a point in the story that he's a good guy. Yeah.
Oh, we've now gotten the first reactions on Fantastic Four. I've not read those yet.
Oh, really? What are they saying?
They've allowed the first reactions to come out now.
Ooh.
This is from Variety. Fantastic Four first reaction says film is one of the best things Marvel has ever made, with stunning visuals and excellent performances from the leading cast.
Ooh.
So, not gone through to check out all the tweets yet, because that's where they always pull this from. The full reviews won't get. They won't let the embargo go up to what, Wednesday? Tuesday, Wednesday?
Probably Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. The premiere, the sneak preview premieres start Thursday. Am I looking around? Is this Thursday?
No,
yeah,
I think
Thursday, July 24th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the first showings. Matter of fact, the first showings, at least here in Lexington, first showings are 2:45 and 3:45. If Barb goes with me, I'll probably go to the 2:45. If she doesn't go with me, I'll probably still go to the 2:45. Let's see. Oh, is it sold out? Wait a minute. Oh, no. Yeah, there's some good seats left for that. Yeah, there's some good seats left for that. Right there, as a matter of fact. I guess I'm going to have to ask her if she wants to go. Shit. If she can get off from work. Which she probably can. Did I tell you they had a afternoon at, there's a place down here called Malibu Jack's indoor par three
go-karts
course,
and stuff like that. Yeah.
Go-karts, oh, yeah, all that, yeah, shit. Yeah. Yeah. They went there Thursday, if I remember right. Thursday. She pulled a Steve Day. but you know, the owner was totally okay with it. Thursdays she takes off from work. Has for a year or two, takes off from work to go see Sydney swimming at swimming lessons. And she always goes, never misses it, and, you know, loves to watch her. And it only lasts like a half an hour maximum, if I remember right, because those little kids get tired fast. But, she went in, did some work, left, went to swimming, came back, did some work, and then took off for the rest of the afternoon to Malibu Jack's with everybody that worked there to play games. Apparently she played laser tag and a bunch of other stuff. So, yeah, she had a Steve Day. She was like, you know,
oh, wow,
barely at work. She's never had the freedom to have days like that, at least as far as I know.
Yeah.
She hasn't been able to just go, fuck it, I'm out of here, and then, you know, go do whatever.
So back to Fantastic Four, though. You know John Malkovich got cut.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know John Malkovich got cut.
No.
They cut. It's on the cutting room floor. They said there was a lot. Evidently, a lot of villain stuff that got cut.
Was he the gorilla dude?
No. He was Red Ghost.
Yeah, Red Ghost. Gorillas.
Okay. Yeah.
Red Ghost. Yeah. I did not know that he was scheduled to be Red Ghost.
Yeah, they filmed it, but it didn't make the cut.
Damn, that's too bad.
Yeah,
that's too bad. Red Ghost, God, I haven't thought of that.
Yeah,
talk about a third tier villain.
Oh no, I think that's the reason. You know,
yeah,
I think Mole Man stays in. Which you almost have to.
I wonder who's playing Mole Man.
Oh, it's the kid from the guy from Cobra Kai, Shark, whatever his name was.
Oh, I don't know any of those kids.
No, he wasn't a kid. He's an older adult. Let me find him real quick, and I'll send you a picture. You'll know who he is.
Shark.
Not Shark or Stingray. Stingray.
Stingray. Hold on, I'm going over there. Cobra Kai.
He's been other stuff too.
There it is. Cool.
Raymond Porter.
Raymond Porter.
No, that's the character. That's the character. What's his actor? Actor called Paul Walter.
Damn, where in the fuck?
Thomas 38. Emmy and Golden Globe winning actor, professional wrestler. Known his roles as main character in Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell.
Murderer Larry Hall in the 2022 miniseries Blackbird.
Never saw that. What was the character's name again?
Stingray in Cobra Kai. Sting. Oh, he's also in iTanya.
iTanya, I saw that.
Yeah. Queen Pins.
Queen Pins, wasn't Adam, that?
Cruella, Old Dads.
Cruella.
He's also in the new Naked Gun movie. He's playing Drebin's partner.
Okay. What's the actor's name again?
Paul Walter.
Walter Hauser.
Hauser, yeah.
Paul Wait Hauser. A minute. He's playing... Yes! Okay, I know him. Yes. Chubby Boy. He's...
Yeah. They've kind of kept it secret, but it seems like he's playing Mole Man.
He... Oh, that would be interesting. He might be... I could see him as that.
Yeah.
He did a movie we were talking about the other night...
He's been in several movies.
Seen. Yeah, he did a movie. I think it's called The Greatest TV Show on Earth or something like that. It was about a game show cheater, and it stars Walton Goggins as the game show host. And this guy, Paul Walter Hauser, I think he was the producer of the movie and the main star because he stars as the contestant on the show. Okay. Now I know who it is.
Yeah. But suppose he's playing, I think, Mole Man. I think, you know, it's all in flashback stuff. It's not anything going on current.
It'll be their intro, little clips of their intro adventures.
Yeah, of the stuff they've done. Those kind of things.
Yeah.
And maybe they're playing a little bit more into it, but they're like, everything I'm reading is like, above all else, the theme of this movie is family.
Right.
Now, every single member is important. And they develop all, and they look at the relationships, how all of them have between each other.
Okay.
But I have not heard anything about, you know, the woke stuff yet.
Maybe we'll get lucky. You know what? Maybe it'll be like Superman, and only people like me who are looking for that shit will find it.
Well, no, I think if they wind up having some kind of physical relationship between Ben and Reed, that'll come out.
You think so?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
Because again, where is the canon for this?
Yeah, it's never, you know, like you said, as far as I know, it never existed in the comics. This plot line, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
This plot line.
Yeah. And like the main plot line is they're going after, is Galactus wants Franklin, so.
Right. Which, so. You know, it's, that interests me.
Yeah.
That really interests me, that story.
Especially after watching Secret Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Secret Wars.
Yeah.
And the relationship Galactus has with Franklin.
Yeah.
Or was it a Sentinel? No, it was Galactus.
Galactus, yeah, Galactus.
Galactus and Franklin, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but we will see what happens, you know. Yeah. Again, I'm looking forward to it.
And I'll probably...
Everything, just skimming through the first review tweets, sounds like they did justice to it.
Right, yeah.
So.
I'm hoping.
And they said the whole futuristic 60s world works.
Good.
The alternate universe futuristic 60s world. So.
Okay. I'm going to give you a theory. I have a feeling, at least in my mind, I'm thinking what's going to happen is they fail against Galactus, but they're able to get out and shift to another multiverse. Because remember the scene at the end of...
No. Okay. We don't know about this one yet. There is talk that was not the same ship from Fantastic Four.
Really?
At the end of Thunderbolts. That is not the same ship that is in the Fantastic Four First Steps.
Really?
Didn't say it wasn't the Fantastic Four that's in the Marvel Universe, but didn't say that it might not have been one of the other Fantastic Fours.
Okay. Well, that throws it out.
Yeah.
I was thinking that the story might be, you know, again they go up against Galactus and descend Silver Surfer. There was another Herald, Galactus's Herald.
Yeah,
I could see them losing to them, eating Earth, but the Fantastic Four is able to get off in a multi-universe vehicle. That's what I was thinking would be going on.
Or maybe the only way to protect everything is to leave with Franklin.
Right.
So Galactus wouldn't be able to catch her.
Hey, yeah, there you go. There you go.
Be that too.
Could be. Could be.
Don't know.
Who knows? We'll see.
Again, we don't know how Dr. Doom shows up.
No, no. That would be interesting. And I'm betting
how has he been around to get all this power? But
yeah, I'm betting post-credits. Post-credits is where you're going to see him. That's I'm betting that'll be our first look at him. And it'll be some big shocker, like he'll be talking and take off his mask, and bang, there he is. You know,
or maybe they just have him there with the mask on.
Could be. And be saving the big reveal for the actual Avengers movie.
Luke.
Could be. We'll see.
Well, again, will he be on without a mask?
Yeah, I don't know. That's possible. It's possible.
Are they actually putting him in a suit, or is he a dude like he did in Iron Man? Like, never be in a suit outside of the first movie.
Right. Yeah.
So, again, we don't know. These are things, we don't see Doom without his mask on very often.
No, not very often at all. No.
Well,
that's an Omni I'm looking out for, by the way. It's called The Book of Doom. It's some of the collected best stuff from Doom. It's an omnibus from Marvel. Apparently it's out of print, but I'm trying to track down a copy.
Yeah, I mean, I think, for the purpose of the movie itself, you almost would have to have him in the mask the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he is going to be a variant of Tony Stark, or however this works out, how do they explain the look-alike?
For Iron Man, yeah.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be like, okay, they all knew who he is. That would be more of a, end of Doomsday.
Right.
They see the face.
They see who it is, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that, yeah.
I mean, they may be off, we may see off-scene. Where he's got his mask off or something like that. But I'm doubting it. And it's not like Downey has to show his face.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's not like other people in the comic book movies where they want their face to be seen.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who Downey is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like, don't even need to show it now.
No, you don't. Yeah.
We know who he is. We know who that person is. He's still a big star, even if his movies, even if his face isn't shown.
Right.
And it's also does it might be one of those things where to get him really up for some kind of an Academy Award if he doesn't show his face the entire time.
Yeah. That would be funny.
Yeah. Because they were saying he should have been nominated for
Iron Man.
Endgame.
Yeah. He should have been.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But because it was, who it was, and it wasn't like he hadn't played anything, he'd already been playing, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but this is going against, casting.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And him playing the villain, and how he plays it up, where it's not like obviously Tony Stark,
right?
Yeah. Maybe that's the thought. Who knows?
Definitely against type. Yeah, to say the least.
I mean, why would he come back and do it if it was just going to be that?
Just that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
There's got to be more to it. Yeah.
It's not like I don't think he's doing it for the money.
No, I don't think so either.
Oh, he's getting paid.
I
don't think he's doing it for the money.
No, I think he's doing it for the fun. I think he's doing it for the.
Well, that and the story too. The story's got to be there.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't come back for.
The Russos. Russos are coming back for.
Oh yeah.
They're doing both the Avengers movies.
They're the ones doing it to rejuvenate their career because it went to shit.
Oh no.
With horrible movies.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, okay. What was the one they did on Netflix? It's like none of them ever stuck.
Oh, what was that movie?
They even had Chris Hemsworth in it.
Shit. SEAL, no, something team or something.
Yeah.
Something team something. Yeah, I never even watched it. I never even watched it. I thought about it because I was like, I like Hemsworth. You know, I can see him in this action role, but I just never could get motivated. I was like, oh, it just looks like another, it looks like every other Netflix action movie with let's just stick in a random star, you know. Now, start firing guns at him. Now, blow off an explosion or two. End of movie, you know.
The only one of that, and I didn't watch it, but I heard it was actually really good, was the one Chris Pratt did. Future War. Is it Future War?
Never saw it.
I didn't see it, but it looked, because it was basically taking a person out of time, transporting them here. They had to fight in this because it saves this or whatever else.
Right.
It actually looked like an interesting concept. I don't watch much.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, I just, TV to me, just it's like, okay, I watch game shows.
Yeah.
Because it's different and I can exercise my brain while not paying attention to it.
There you go. Yeah, it's you know, I like short half an hour, 90% of the time. I like short. Superstore is a perfect example. It's a perfect program for me. If I walk out in the other room and there's not enough time to watch a movie, or I'm not in the mood to watch a movie, I will see if there's anything I need to catch up on. If there's not, I immediately just go to Superstore.
Oh, you finished Superstore, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I'm giving you something else to watch.
I'm wrapping up the fourth season.
I didn't know. Have you ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I want to start that so bad.
Dude, you would, I think.
But I've tried a couple. I tried the first. I tried the first
episode. First season?
Yeah, first episode, first season.
Pick up second season.
Okay.
When Danny DeVito gets introduced to the cast.
Shelby's been trying to get me to watch that for years.
Oh, and the crossover they did with Abbott Elementary is fucking hilarious.
I saw part of that, and matter of fact, there's a...
Did you see the one thing where she's like, I'm going to say a bad word about this girl? And he's like, it's okay. You can say it. He's like, she's just whatever cunt.
Oh, I did hear about that. Yes.
And the guy looks like, he goes, I thought you were going to say bitch. What?
I did hear about bitch. That. Yeah, because they...
It's a super wholesome character on...
Yes.
On Abbott Elementary, and then she uses that word.
That word.
It's like... But no, I think you will really like that one once they get...
into the series?
Well, no, once they get...
DeVito? Shit.
DeVito in.
Yeah.
Because it kind of twists a little bit.
Yeah.
And he really kind of completes the group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I may do that one next after Superstore and Constantine.
Oh, you watch Constantine again?
Yeah, I keep forgetting. I bought it for the Vudu, and I've never gotten around to it. And I just the other day what was I watching? Oh, I was watching an episode of Sandman.
Yeah,
I was watching an episode of Sandman, and Lucifer was on that series, or was on that episode, and it reminded me of the appearance by Lucifer from the TV series, when he appeared in Constantine playing Lucifer.
Ah,
yeah, he did a cameo in an episode of Constantine. I'm trying to remember Constantine, if I remember right, was on NBC.
NBC, yeah.
And Ellis or Lucifer was
Lucifer
on
hadn't
Fox.
Even started yet. Hadn't even started yet.
No, yeah, it had. Yeah.
No.
No, no, I'm telling you.
No.
No, bullshit.
We're going to go.
Hold on. Lucifer. 2016.
All right.
Okay, so 2016 plus 6, because it ran until 2022. And what was the other series? Constantine. There you go. No, there it is. 2014 to 2015. Damn it. Hold on.
I win.
Hold on.
I win. Search 1-0. 2014. Ran one season and barely a season.
Hold on. Let me... Oh, fuck. Now I've lost it. Wait a minute. Lucifer. 2016. Give me the years. 2016 to 2021. Okay, that doesn't make sense because... Oh, wait a minute. Or was it John Constantine?
Crossover episode of The Flash.
What?
John Constantine and Lucifer Morningstar interact in a crossover episode of The Flash. Lucifer, as portrayed by Tom Ellis, appears when Constantine seeks his help to retrieve Oliver Queen's soul. While Lucifer is in the Arrowverse.
Okay. I remember now.
Yep.
Well, shit, now I'm not as thrilled to rewatch Constantine. Damn it.
Thank goodness I told you, because you've been so pissed you got to the end of it.
You're right. I'm still probably going to watch it anyway.
You'll still watch it. Yeah. But now you won't have that build up to that episode.
No, you're right. And that's
I know you well enough because now you can watch it for the great part that it was.
Right.
And not be sitting here waiting for this. It would never happen.
Yeah.
So pissed. Yeah.
That would have pissed me off.
Yeah, I know you. Yes, it would have.
It's also time. It's about time for a rewatching of Lucifer, as a matter of fact. Speaking of Lucifer. Yeah, I'm getting ready. Sometime in the next 6 months, I'll start a rewatch of that and slam through all six seasons of that one. Because I think those are easy seasons. They're like 13.
There wasn't. They weren't like full seasons.
Matter of fact, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I am wrong. Hold on. No, those were
22 episode seasons?
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, I only really watched the first two.
Let's see.
And maybe that's the reason why, because the 22 episode seasons, I just can't do.
Yeah, season one was 13, but season two jumped up to 22.
Maybe that's why. I watched all of the season one. I didn't complete season two, because, again, 22 weeks. I mean, that's...
Season three also, matter of fact, shit, season three, 26 episodes. Season four is where they go back to 10. Yeah, 10 episodes.
Okay. When they move to Netflix.
Right.
Yeah.
And then fifth season was 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Shit, because that was
the final. Was that the final season?
No, final season was 6, which, if I remember right, was 10 episodes. Yeah, bingo.
Okay.
10 episodes. Yeah, that's one I'm gonna restart soon.
I'm
kind of in the mood for that. Kind of in the mood to watch that. Same with Wednesday. Right. I want to watch Wednesday again. But
well, the second season starts when?
August or September. Wait. Yeah, it's either August or September. I think it's August.
Are you Happy Gilmore 2 this week?
Ooh, is that this week?
Yep, that's this week.
Good. Got to watch Happy Gilmore 1 first.
I want to say the 25th. Okay. You've watched Happy Gilmore 1. I know you watched Happy Gilmore 1.
Dude, it's been 20 years.
God, you never just go watching through regular television on the weekend and go, oh, it's Happy Gilmore.
I never seem to catch it. Caddyshack? Yeah. Lost Boys, as a matter of fact, I was joking with Barb the other night, saying it seems like Lost Boys, Steel Magnolias, and Die Hard. There's some kind of a law or something, or a law of nature that's going on that says those three movies must be running at all times somewhere in the world.
Because
I keep turning them on and finding those three movies on every time I turn my YouTube TV on. Yeah. Every fucking time. But
it's
all right, I'm rambling.
All right, so that comes out this week. Do we want to do box office? Is there anything? Sure, Superman 1 again.
Yeah, it's Superman 1. Matter of fact, if I remember right.
How much was the drop off?
It was very under
underperforming what was second expect- weekend?
Yeah, under what was expected.
Yeah.
Very much under what was expected. They expected more.
Oh, they expected to drop off harder.
No, it dropped off. No, there it is.
Oh.
Only by 54%. Yeah, normally it's 60 or more. No.
So it did well.
Yeah, it did real well. Matter of fact, they surpassed, let's see, this weekend they'll surpass 400 million worldwide.
Okay.
Yeah, 57 million in theaters this weekend. And it will be, of course, number one. So,
this weekend? You know,
I was totally off base. I did 57. Yeah, I was totally off base. I really did not expect this movie to do this well. I am really surprised.
No, I'm not.
I didn't expect it to do this well. I expected it to do well opening weekend, but then I expected it to drop off.
What was the competition, though?
F1.
What came out this week?
Let's see. I don't think anything. Wait a minute. Or was this?
I know something had to come out, but
maybe this weekend was. I know what you did last summer. Wait a minute. Let's see if I can find.
Which the new title is? I know what you did last summer, and I don't care.
No. Current domestic cumulative goes to an impressive $235 million for the weekend. Wait a minute. What? Natasha Lyons' role has been revealed in Fantastic Four. Who in the fuck is she playing? Wait a minute. Play another. She voiced the adult character of Howard the Duck and Darcy. Played another unique. Rachel Rosman. She plays in Fantastic Four First Steps. She's a teacher on Yancey Street who strikes up a rapport with the Thing. So I guess she's the Alicia Masters character.
Okay.
That's what I'm betting.
Is she blind?
That's what I'm looking for, and I'm not seeing anything about being blind. No.
Okay.
No.
But again, if you bring it up, are you being critical? Can't bring that up.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't bring up she's blind.
Yeah.
Don't say she plays the blind girl.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Well, I guarantee you, with the current climate in Hollywood, if they did use
Why didn't we use a blind actor?
Exactly. I was going to say if they had actually used the character of Alicia Masters, I guarantee you there would have been an entire segment that would have been pissed off that you didn't give the part to a blind girl.
Yeah. We get it. You can't do it with Daredevil because there's no blind person to actually do that shit.
There you go. Only
can't do those stunts.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah. If they're really blind, they fall over the place. We can't have that.
I understand.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
There you go. I mean, I understand, like, movies like Ghost in the Shell that Scarlett Johansson did. I understand when people get pissed off about that because that is an Asian character.
Yeah.
The character in the movie should have been Asian. Yes, it should have been played by an Asian. But when you come into things like, and I'll even go so far as to say if somebody.
But did you want to make money?
What's that?
That's what it really comes at. Did they want to make money?
Yeah. It's.
And that's what it comes at. You know, only fanboys know the character was supposed to be Asian.
True. That is true.
You know, there's only so much we can do for fanboys before, like, look, if you want to see this movie hit the big screen, we could do it, you know. But, I mean, at the time, who was big enough?
We're going to have to make compromise.
Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could carry. I mean, we're talking.
There weren't.
Female-led movie.
Yeah, there were. There was no one of the right age in the Asian category that I think could have done that
role. Was it Scarlett Johansson or Charlize Theron?
No, it was Scarlett. It was Scarlett.
What was Charlize Theron's big sci-fi movie?
Not Ultraviolet.
Aeon Flux?
Yeah, Aeon Flux. That's it.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Was that probably supposed to be an Asian person, too?
No, that was
okay.
Not.
Okay, no
was,
idea.
Yeah, that was
an old, I'm not familiar with
Yeah, that's I'm a, an old MTV cartoon. Story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't think.
That
remember,
was done in a manga style, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the original, one of the original American cartoons of that time.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but if they ever did a live action. Or did they try to do a live action? Fucking Dragon Ball.
I think yes.
I think that maybe they did. I can't remember.
I'm looking.
While Goku was Asian, it's like, it didn't look Asian in the cartoon.
2009, Dragon Ball Evolution. And there's going to be a Dragon Ball Z movie next year called Rise of a Hero. It doesn't say whether it's live action.
Just make it animated. They make too much money.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, goodness. in the live action. What? In the live action. Wait, was this animated or live? It was live action. It's got James Marsters Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer playing King Piccolo.
Yeah, I remember that part. Yeah, okay, now I do remember. Who was Goku, though?
Chow Yun-Fat was Master Roshi. Goku, Son Goku, was somebody named Justin Chatwin. Does not ring a bell at all looking at him. Grandpa Son Gohan. Emmy Ross, let's see. Show more. Huh. Oh, I've never heard of this. Elizabeth Peña, okay. Huh. How did this movie escape me? I don't think I ever would have watched it, but...
Yeah.
How did notice of it escape me? Huh. Okay, now I might have to find it just to see James Marsters playing King Piccolo. Because I know what the Piccolo character looks like, and that would be quite funny if Marsters is playing that character in some kind of costume or something. That would be quite funny. All right. We've done it again. We keep going.
Yeah. And we're off into a world. I'm pulling up the IMDb, Dragon Ball Evolution.
Nice. It's a deep cast list. Deep cast list.
Who is Justin? What's he been in?
Name doesn't even ring a bell for me.
It rings... He was in Weeds.
Wait a minute.
He was Josh Wilson in Weeds.
Josh. Wait a minute. Justin Chatwin. Oh, okay. Okay. I know him. Canadian. War of the Worlds, Shameless. Okay. He's done a lot of indie shit. Yeah, Showtime series. Shameless, Showtime series. Weeds. I've seen him in something. I just can't.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what it is right now. American Gothic. Huh. Who was... Wait a minute. He played Tom Cruise's son in War of the Worlds.
That was okay, I remember that.
Five. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognize him. I've seen him in a few things, and I can't.
Oh, he's an episode of Doctor Who.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that's where I recognize him from.
In 2016.
Huh. No.
Which would have been which Doctor?
Oh, wait a minute. That would have been Matt.
That would have been. Yeah.
Okay, I watched those.
He was an Orphan Black. No, if I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I recognize him. I'm looking through his credits now. No Stronger Love. Is that Alison Brie? Yes, it is. Okay. American Gothic. That one rings a hard fucking bell.
I think it's a different than what you're thinking of, though.
I'm thinking of the old Sean Cassidy series.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in Funky Town.
Because you're thinking of the one that was... who else was in that? The original American Gothic TV series. Wasn't that...
Greg... Gary Cole.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Gary Cole was in it. Yeah.
And then the kid from the X-Files movie. The original X-Files movie. Now wound up being in the it's also now on a CSI show. I think CSI New Orleans. He was also in Tokyo Drift, the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Okay,
he was the kid with the accent.
Okay, I'm stumped.
Yeah,
he got me on that one.
Yeah, sorry.
Nope.
All right. Well, we are at the end. How long is this show?
Hour 20.
Yeah. Hey, we were gonna do a short show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an hour 20.
Never works.
So there you go. We'll see about next week because I've got a friend in town. He's supposed to leave on Sunday, which may mean I'll play Sunday afternoon golf, or it may mean I don't play golf, which then we will do a show, maybe. We'll see. It's that time of year.
Exactly.
It's that time of year where it's summer here. I've got people in town and stuff going on, and you've got stuff going on.
Yeah.
And when it gets to like November, then we know.
It
like,
calms okay. down. Yeah.
September, October, November. It all starts calming.
There you go.
So. Exactly. All right. Until next week, have yourself. If you want to donate to the show, you can through the PayPal donation link, or if you, you know, go to the website, leave us a review if you want to. Well, hey, the option is there. It's free country.
There you go.
Other than that, though, we are at the end, and we will catch you all. If I can find my thing here, and we'll catch you all later.
Later.
Good night, doctor.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Makes noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mollify it with some sound.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.